Welcome to the Inside Look at Legal podcast, a podcast by lawyers and experienced litigators, bringing you an inside look at today's legal practices. Hosted by Keith Miller, Butler, Schneider, and Pollack. Learn more about the firm at www.arkattorneys.com. And now, let's begin today's Inside Look at Legal.
Welcome back to Inside Look at Legal. I'm your host, Sean Keith. I'm fortunate today to be joined by Seth White. Seth, one of the great things about our firm is I get to work with different attorneys in different areas of the law, and you kind of oversee and head up our car wreck department. And today I've had you on to discuss with the listeners, what do you do after you've had a car wreck? So welcome.
Oh, it's good to be here.
So what would you, let's say that I'm driving down the road and through no fault of my own, I get hit in the side, an ambulance is called, I've got some injuries that require me, I'm shooken up, I don't know what my injuries are. Let's just start right there, right at the scene. What are some of the things that you would advise someone to do that's been in a car wreck?
Well, I mean, the very first thing is just to get your bearings if you can. Some people aren't able to do that, but just literally if it's just happened, understand, you know, look around you, see where you're at, see how you're feeling, analyze yourself, you know, should I be moving? You know, things of that nature. I mean, there's a lot of adrenaline, endorphins that are pumping through you.
Right.
If you look up and, you know, while my arm might have a severe fracture, maybe I don't need to try to open my door with it. I mean,
one of the things I've seen in doing this for 20 years is I have so many clients that at the scene, when the police officer gets there, they say, oh, I'm fine. And then once the adrenaline kind of wears off about an hour or two, all of a sudden their neck is really stiff, their arms, shoulders aching, and then they, you know, will go either that evening or the next day to the emergency room or to the doctor. So that's one thing you want to be aware of is, don't just shake off your injuries. It's not a contest to see how tough you are. You need to be honest from the beginning about your injuries. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I mean, you only get one life, one vessel. You know, we have our mental body, you know, and then we have our body itself. And sometimes those two aren't connection. If you're real, you know, headstrong like me, sometimes the brain's not clicking with the body. And I know, you know, many people are like that.
All right. So assuming I've kind of gotten my bearings, I've kind of evaluated myself, I've checked on the other driver perhaps, we've called the police. Do you advise clients to pull out their phones and take pictures of the scene?
Absolutely.
Why is that important?
Well, you need to document everything you can about the collision because other people may not do it for you. And you don't know what you're going to need down the road and down the line. When you're dealing in a car wreck, typically you're going to be dealing with insurance companies, and they may take the vehicle. They may take the other person's vehicle, and, you know, if you don't talk to an attorney or something, it may be gone. And you're not going to know what it looked like or what happened. And in particular, if they say it's your fault.
Right.
I mean, it's, you know, that's the thing that really happens, even if it's someone else's fault.
Oftentimes, the old saying, a picture's worth a thousand words, really is true when it comes to collisions. And when it's particularly if you can document where the vehicles are as they sit. I see one of the mistakes that many people make is that they, trying to get out of traffic, trying to be safe, will move their vehicles without taking a quick picture just to show where the vehicles were. And then once they're moved, all of a sudden the stories might change a little bit, or the perspective of the other driver might change. And what they're telling the police is different than what you know occurred.
So I'm glad you mentioned that. I actually had a jury trial in Little Rock where it was a very busy intersection in Little Rock. I don't know if you're familiar with the main mall in the very center of Little Rock. And these lanes kind of merge. You know, six lanes turns into three really quickly, and there's a collision there, and we got to get out of the way. I mean, we can't, you know, didn't take any quick pictures, my client, and they move it over to an IHOP, you know, in the parking lot.
Right.
And all of a sudden, there's a witness who thinks the other girl who caused the collision is cute, and they chatted up for 10 minutes, and then all of a sudden, it's his fault, the police officer's got a 2-1 witness scenario. He gets a citation, and then he goes to a jury trial.
Right, right.
Well, maybe taking a picture, you know.
I think of another case that you and I've worked on together that you did an excellent job in. We had a client come in who was crossing four lanes of traffic, and they were going from one store to the other. And about the time they got to the other store, someone pulled out from that store and made a left-hand turn and just turned right into them. Well, of course, they moved their vehicles, and when they made a claim with the insurance company, the insurance company said, "We're not paying because our driver says that he was halfway out, that you were halfway out, and we think it's both your fault." You did a great job in that case. You were able to actually get some footage from the police officer talking to the other driver, and just very casually the other driver completely contradicted what he was saying to his insurance company, originally to the police officer. If they had taken a quick picture, I know sometimes we don't want clients to be in danger, but if they had taken a quick picture, that would have solved some of those issues that we had to go out and fix. And we were real fortunate in that case, because not oftentimes do we get someone on camera.
Right, and you know, sometimes the police don't come out, and you know, I mean, we are in Arkansas, there's many that still, they maybe have dash cam, but it's not recording audio.
Right.
Or the officer doesn't flick, maybe the officer hadn't flicked the audio on, he's just going to go talk to this guy.
Okay, so we've established take pictures. What else do you want to do after? Is it important once you talk to the police officer that you contact your insurance company?
Yeah, so that's, you know, critical. You know, if you can at all, you know, take a picture, but also gather any information from the opposing opposing party that caused the collision, get their insurance information, and in addition, you know, any witnesses, you know, and I know it's tough, I mean, to get all this stuff, but the more you have, the better situation you're going to be in. And yes, contact your insurance as well.
What about going to the emergency room?
Yeah, I mean, if you've been involved in a collision, my default is to get yourself checked out. And even if it's just the peace of mind, they say, "You're 100% fine." Well, great. That's awesome. You know, but I see too often, like myself, you know, if I haven't seen this every time, I would, you know, I'm a little sore. I mean, whatever, you know, I'll be all right. You know, I'll just go on. And then if it gets real bad, maybe I'll go see a doctor in a couple weeks. Well, what if you take that approach, which is kind of a common approach, is the insurance company's going to say, "Well, you didn't go to the doctor for 2 weeks. What did you do in between? Did you lift weights in between then? Did you fall down your stairs? That's not our fault. You didn't get treated right away."
So they turn you being tough, or you trying to be tough and trying to do the right thing, they turn it into a bad thing. I've seen that a lot. I've handled more than 1,000 car wreck cases over my 20 years. You see that a lot. They take that and they twist it.
Right.
So get yourself checked out. That's important. Because usually some of these injuries, they don't show up for a day or two.
Right. And I think specifically when you're talking about muscle and back issues, I mean, it really is, you know, I've heard it happening, but I've seen it so many times now. The 2 day later time setting.
Big.
And again, you know, you go to the ER, most of the time they're just trying to make sure you're not dead.
Right.
So, you know, if it was me, I'd go to the ER, and then if I felt there's any necessary follow-up, I'd go see my local doc.
And would you recommend that people initially go see, after they've been in the ER, go see their treating regular family doctor, physician, and then if that doctor wants to refer them to a chiropractor or physical therapy, that you kind of go through your family doctor or treating physician first?
Yeah, and again, you know, the insurance industry is looking for any way to skirt responsibility because it's profit margins for them. So, you know, if you're going through and treating as directed by your doctor, it's a lot harder for them to squirm out of that one.
Yeah, and I've been treated personally by chiropractors. I think they do an excellent job and are very important. And a lot of times, quite frankly, some of these doctors, some of these systems, they won't even see people that have been in car wrecks. They want them to pay cash up front, even though they have health insurance, which, by the way, is just absolutely ridiculous. I don't even want to get on that soapbox. But it is important, because we know that in society and our juries and adjusters, they discount chiropractic care compared to medical care. They discount it compared to physical therapy. So it's important for our clients that they go and they take the route and then get a referral to the chiropractors if that's possible. Now, again, if the chiropractor is their only option out of the chute, then I think it's important that they get treated. One of the things we haven't talked about is how important is it for someone to contact a lawyer soon after a car wreck?
It's critical.
Okay, are you just saying that because you're a lawyer?
No, yeah, of course I'm biased. You know, but my goodness, yeah, calls. I don't care who you talk to, who it is, and the reason I say that in particular is I used to represent insurance defense companies, and I'll see. Hey, Mr. So-and-so, let's take your recorded statement. We're going to take care of you. And then I read this recorded statement that's been taken, and every question is just so misconstrued. And they'll be like, were you paying attention before this? Yes, of course, I saw. And then, you know, 2 or 3 minutes later, are you sure you said you were paying attention? You know, and they're
right,
just,
right.
It's...
You would never recommend that someone give a recorded statement to the other party's insurance company.
No.
Sometimes you have to your own insurance company for MedPay or other issues, but
correct.
I would certainly talk to a lawyer before I gave any recorded statement. Do you agree with that?
Yes, and at the very least, it's just to keep them honest,
mm-hmm.
because
right.
you're never going to get the same shake with an attorney as without one. I mean,
right.
it's just... That's
right.
the way it is.
Well, I think a good example, I can remember 2 or 3 years ago, I got a call, and the potential client had been hit by a FedEx driver. And he was on a motorcycle, and he was in a neighborhood, and he got T-boned, basically. Or the FedEx driver ran out in front of him. He hit the FedEx truck kind of in the middle. Well, my client had a lacerated spleen. He had all kinds of very, very serious injuries. He went right to the hospital into surgery, and I got a call the next day. And the next day I got up, went into the hospital, talked to him and his wife, and they hired me. And the first thing I did is I went to the scene. And it became important because the police officer that showed up ended up charging my client, giving my client a ticket for traveling too fast when the FedEx driver just pulled out, didn't have the right of way, just literally pulled out in front of him. And so by me going to the scene, a couple of things happened. I called our accident reconstruction investigator out. He immediately started taking pictures, he could look at the fluid. I mean, this was a fresh scene. And second, one of the police officer just happened to come by and started talking to me. And so I started talking to him. Eventually, those charges were dropped, and FedEx eventually agreed they were at fault. We weren't at fault, certainly, and we got that case resolved. And so that's a great example of, boy, you need to call an attorney quick, and you do, because evidence goes away. So whether it's us, certainly we would love for you to. And Seth, we've got a lot of information on a website that you blog on a lot and write articles a lot, NWACarAccidentAttorneys.com. I would invite people to go take a look at that. And there may be some other information that we haven't covered here today about what to do after a car wreck. But I think you've done a great job in laying the groundwork. So thanks for coming in.
It's good to be here.
You've been listening to Inside Look at Legal with your hosts, Keith, Miller, Butler, Schneider, and Pollack. Learn more at www.arkattorneys.com.